Wherever he looks, he sees beautiful form of Krishna, self-sundar, isn't it? As Prahlad Maharaj saw in a stone pillar, whereas his demoniac father was conqueror of three worlds, three born. He couldn't see. This is the question of vision. Huh? He sees Krishna everywhere. He sees everything in Krishna, is complete Krishna consciousness. So, there is no vidhi. There is no vidhi. He kicks all vidhi. He kicks all vidhi. What vidhi was there? He's going, he's a woman hunter. Lila Mangal was a woman hunter. What vidhi was there? But he plucked out his eyes. Can you do it? Gokul Das, Astananda, then? In the heart, what is in the heart? Krishna knows. The Krishna lady. So, when you chant pure name, prema maya, bhava maya, prema maya, you will be endowed with such vision. Srinamas marile rupa se sange sange, rupa nama bhinna noy, nache nana rangye. Then you will see. Srinamas marile rupa se sange sange, rupa nama bhinna noy, nache nana rangye. When you chant pure name, you will see the beautiful form of Shyama Sundara immediately. As soon as you chant pure name, immediately beautiful form of Shyama Sundara will manifest before you. Are you seeing? No. Abdut, sing. No. Srinama smarile rupa ase sange sange. Rupa nama bhinna noy, nache nana rangye. That is said. Name drudho hoile nai, hoi papi mati. Name drudho hoile nai, hoi papi mati. Purva papo dagdho citta sudhati. Purva papo dagdho citta sudhati. If you are fixed, you have firm faith, you have unflinching faith in holy name. Do you understand? If you have unflinching faith in holy name, there is no apprehension of sinful thoughts entering into your mind. Understand me? No apprehension of entering sinful thoughts in your mind if you have firm faith in holy name. Purva papa dagdho, if some papa is there, sinful reaction, it will be destroyed by chanting. Citta suddha, citta darpana marjanam. Your heart will be cleansed of all material contamination, all material sinful reactions. Krishna rakhya karta eko matro boli jane. Krishna rakhya karta eko matro boli jane. Jivoni palona karta Krishna eha mane. Jivoni palona karta Krishna eha mane. He has firm faith, he has unflinching faith. Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. Understand? Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector, nobody else. Firm faith. He has no I and mine attitude. Aham mama buddhya sakti. Always dinabhavi with humble bent, trunadapi sunichabhav. Lowest of the low, I am lowest of the low. In this mentality, this mood, he chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Suddho nama jara mukhe, tara druha mana krishna haite vichalita nahe kakhyana. Suddho nama jara mukhe, তার দৃঢ় মন শুদ্ধ মজার মুখে কৃষ্ণ হইতে বিচলিত নহে কক্ষণ কৃষ্ণ হইতে বিচলিত নহে কক্ষণ স্ট্রং ইজ অটারিং শুদ্ধ নাম পিওর পিওর নেম হিজ মাইন্ড ইজ ফিক্সড ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড হিজ মাইন্ড ইজ নট অক্সিলেটিং No oscillation of mind. Understand, Madhavananda, where your mind goes. Madhavananda's body is sitting here, mind is there in what? Alachua? Mind in Alachua, Florida, isn't it? Suddha nama dharukheta vrhamana krishna haite vijalitana yekakshana. Standing pure name, his mind is fixed, no oscillation of the mind. Even for a moment it never oscillates. It's fixed at Krishna. Do you understand? That is, he said, Sinama smarile rupo, I say sange sange, Sinama smarile rupo. রূপ নাম ভিন্ন নাচে নানা রঙ্গে রূপ নাম ভিন্ন সে নানা রঙ্গে ইফ রিয়েলি চ্যান্টিং টু ইয়োর নেম ইজ নট ডিফারেন্ট ফ্রম কৃষ্ণ ইজ নট ডিফারেন্ট ফ্রম দি ফর্ম অফ কৃষ্ণ অলসো নেম অফ কৃষ্ণ ফর্ম অফ কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ আর নন ডিফারেন্ট ইজন্ট ইট Sinama smarile rupayasya sange sange. If you are chanting pure name or remembering pure name, immediately you see the all-beautiful form of Shyam Sundar will manifest before you. That is test that you are chanting pure name. If you see Shyam Sundar immediately, understand? Govinda Bhakata. Yes. Nama rupo bhinno noy. There is no difference between name and the form of Krishna. Nache nana range. And different lilas will manifest. অতএব নাম মাত্র বৈষ্ণবীর ধর্ম অত ও নাম মাত্র
বৈষ্ণবীর ধর্ম
নামে প্রস্ফুটিত রূপ গুণ কর্ম নামে প্রস্ফুটিত কৃষ্ণের সমগ্র লীলা নামে বিদ্যমান কৃষ্ণের সমগ্র লীলা নাম সে পরম তত্ত্ব তোমার বিধান নাম সে পরম তত্ত্ব তোমার বিধান যারপর নাম মাত্র বৈষ্ণবের ধর্ম নামিক সর্বত্র বৈষ্ণব এ বৈষ্ণব হিজ কমপ্লিট সারেন্ডার অন্ড হোলি নেম নথিং এলস নাম মাত্র বৈষ্ণবের ধর্ম নামে প্রস্ফুটিত হয়ে রূপ গুণ কর্ম ইজ অলওয়েজ উইথ কৃষ্ণ ইস ইজ অল বিউটিফুল ফর্ম অফ শ্যাম সুন্দর ফর্ম অফ কৃষ্ণ হি ইজ অল লীলাজ কৃষ্ণের সমগ্র লীলা নামে বিদ্যমান অল লীলাজ অল টাইপস অফ লীলাজ আর দে আর ইন দি হোলি নেম ইউ সি লীলা ইউ আর অলওয়েজ ইন বৃন্দাবন দেন শ্রী বৃন্দাবন লীলা নাম সে পরম তত্ত্ব কৃষ্ণ পরম তত্ত্ব সুপ্রিম ট্রুথ Holy name is also supreme truth. So, Mahaprabhu gives that the highest thing. So, before the, rise of the holy name, then comes this Namabhas stage. Namabhas comes. As for example, before the rise of the effulgent sun, Surya Abhasa comes. Abhasa. Faint glimpse, what you say in English? Faint glimpse? Faint reflection. Faint glimpse. A reflection of Surya sun comes. Before the rising of the effulgent sun, you see eastern horizon becomes red. Isn't it? Darkness gradually vanishes. Isn't it? Dense darkness was prevailing in the night, gradually in the just prior to the rising of the sun, darkness gradually vanishes. Western horizon becomes red. So those who are moving during night time nisacharas, the thieves, the robbers, dacoits, and the pesaka, owls, isn't it? They flee away, isn't it? They flee away, because the sun is rising, and abhas is there, the faint glimpse is there now, has come out. They gradually flee away. Similarly, before the rising of the holy name, pure name, namabhas comes. Namabhas comes, then what happens? All the sinful reactions flee away. Then stand, destroys, mukti comes, liberation comes. The prarabdha karma is destroyed. When you attain namabhas stage, all your prarabdha karma, past sinful reactions are destroyed. Do follow? Past sinful reaction, prarabdha karma is destroyed. Thereby, namabhasa sarva roga hoye nivarana. The roga, the disease comes. Disease comes because of your sinful activities. There will be no more disease out of that. Understand me? Disease comes because of sinful reactions. So when you attain namabhasa stage, your prarabdha karma is destroyed. The past karmic reactions are destroyed, so no more disease will be there. No more disease. Understand me? No more disease. Finished. All disease finished. Understand me? Do you understand me? Yes. No more going to doctor and get medicine. Anesi ausadhi mayana sivaro lagi harinama mahamantra leo tumi magi. I have come with the unfailing medicine, that is harinama mahamantra is unfailing. The doctor's medicine may fail, but this medicine will never fail if you have firm faith in it. You understand, Govindananda? Yes, if you have firm faith, it is unfailing. But you are lacking faith, therefore it will fail, you will commit aparadha. Then aparadha. Follow me. And it's maya, completely annihilate maya. There's no prarabdha karma, no karmic reaction, finished. No roga, no disease. All diseases are cured, finished. Why there will be disease? If such unfailing medicine with you, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. No. Namabhasi sarvarishto hite shanti pai. Sokola asanka namabhase dura hoy. Namabhasi sarvarishto hite shanti pai. Do you understand? You'll go to the astrologer. Oh, bad days have come to me. Bad stars. Evil stars are, evil planets are there in my horoscope. What is? Astrologer, very bad period has come. Sani Mahadasa, Rahu Antara. Sani Mahadasa, Saturn, bad planets. Graha Sani has come. Rahu, black planet Rahu has come. Very bad. You will die. Death is coming to you. Death is coming. Do you understand? But if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Chanting, if you attain namabhasa stage, all your prarabdha karma destroyed. So all this evil planet, evil grahas cannot do any harm to you. No more death. Arey Baba, what happened? He would have died. He is now surviving. What happened to him? Because he took shelter of holy name now. Complete took shelter of holy name. And so all prarabdha karma destroyed. He attained namabhava stage. All his karmic reactions are destroyed. No prarabdha karma, no effect of this grahas. Finished. Why are you going to the astrologer saying, please see my horoscope, what good and bad coming to me, what no need. No need, it's gone. Oh, you might have died, but you are surviving. How is it? You might have died. So bad stars were there, but you are surviving. What happened? I have taken shelter of holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So, namabhas test, such result is there in namabhas. Sakala anartha dure jaye, all anarthas are destroyed. Jakhya, rakhya, bhuta, preta, graha, samudaya. Namabhasa, sakala anartha. All evil stars, evil planets, the ghosts, rakhyasas, pretas, all get away. All anarthas are destroyed. Some may be going to hell, he will be served. Example is Padamila. He was going to hell, but he didn't go to hell. He didn't die, the lifespan increased, enhanced. Prarabdha karma, all this prarabdha karma is destroyed. This is the result of namabhas. Namabhas, such result. What to speak of? The pure name. Understands pure name? Then he gets Krishna prema, he gets Krishna. Do you follow me? But this namabhas stage is dangerous stage. Dangerous stage. All fall downs from this namabhas stage. Namabhas stage, all fall downs. This is the intermediary stage, namabhas stage, and dangerous because if in this stage you commit aparadha and you associate with asadhus, but understand, asadhu, not non-sadhu, If you associate with asadhus, they are not sadhus, and commit aparadha, you'll fall down. You'll definitely fall down. This is dangerous stage. Do you understand? So, this intermediate stage one should be very, very careful. Should always associate with sadhu. That is like a port. Port. Sadhu Sangha is a port. Understand my language? Port. That will protect you. That is like a shield. That will protect you from fall down. If you get out from sadhu sangha, then you welcome danger now. You welcome danger now, isn't it? You get out from sadhu sangha. Then where is protection? Maya is very strong. Then you will commit definitely aparadha. Definitely aparadha. And you will fall down. Definitely fall down. Yes. Sadhu sangha krishna namai matra chai sansara jinitya. Kon vastunan. This is the only requirement. Sadhu sangye krishna naam. Ehi matra chai sansara jindyar. Kon vastunan. This is the only boon prasetad asked for. Isn't it? And Lord Vishnu asked, beg, what boon you ask? What boon they ask? They ask for only sadhu sangha matyanam kimutasisa. Bhagavata Sanghi Sanghasya Martyanam Kimutasisa. We are the residents of this Martya Loka, material world, where there is birth and death. What boon is there for us? The only boon required sadhu sangha. Because that will protect us from all ills. From all ills. That sadhu sangha will protect us from all ills, all misfortunes, all ills, all evils. That the only boon required. You follow? If you are in the association of sadhu, then no evil will come to you, no ill. That's protection, that's a little strong fort. Strong fort. Sadhu sangye krishna naam, ehi matra chai, sansara jinite ar, kon vastu nai. That only boon ask. Let me have sadhu sangha constantly, always. Let me live. Stay in the association of sadhus and chant Hare Krishna in association of sadhus. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Then I'll be able to chant pure name, otherwise I cannot chant pure name. Asadhu sange bhai Krishna nama nahi hoy, namakshara hai bahiroye bote, nam nahi hoy. Kavi namabhas hoy, nachat namaparad. Understand me? Asadhu sange bhai, nam nahi hoy. Asadhu sange bhai, nam nahi hoy. কবি নামাক্ষর বাহির হয়ে বটে নাম নাহি হয় কবি হয় নামাভাস না তো নামাপরাধ ইফ ইউ ওয়ান্ট অ্যাসোসিয়েট এ সাধু হু চ্যান্টস পিওর নেম হু ইজ ইন হায়েস্ট স্টেজ অফ প্রেম ভক্তি ডু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ইউ ক্যান নট চ্যান্ট পিওর নেম ইফ আর অ্যাসোসিয়েট উইথ অসাধু অসত নন ডিভোটিস নট সাধুস Then your chanting is what? Alphabets come out, only alphabets. Hari Rama Krishna. Alphabets coming, not name. Avidhanika sabda, the word available in the dictionary comes, not name. Name is not different from Krishna. Krishna will never come. Understand me? নামাক্ষর বাহির হয়ে বটে নাম নাহি হয় অনলি আলফাবেটস কামিং ইজ নট নেম ইজ নট নেম ডু ফলো কবু নামাভাস হয় না নামাপরাধ সামটাইমস ইউ মে অ্যাচিভ নামাভাস স্টেজ অদারওয়াইজ ইট ইজ অনলি নামাপরাধ ফলো মি দ্যারফোর সাধু সঙ্গ সাধু মিন্স পিওর ডিভোটি শুদ্ধ ভক্ত কমপ্লিটলি সারেন্ডার কৃষ্ণিক সনত্ব নামিক সনত্ব কমপ্লিট সন্ডন্ট হোলি নেম কমপ্লিটলি সন্ডন্ট কৃষ্ণ পিওর নেম চান্স অ্যাসোসিয়েটেড ফোর্ট দ্যাট ইজ এ স্ট্রং ফোর্ট দ্যাট ইজ সিল্ড দ্যাট ইজ প্রোটেক্ট ইউ ফ্রম অল ইলস অল ইভিলস দেন ইউ বি এবল টু চ্যান্ট পিওর নেম অদারওয়াইজ ইউ ক্যানট চ্যান্ট পিওর নেম মহাপ্রভু অ্যাপিয়ার্ড ইন দ্যাট লুনার এক্লিপ্স ওয়াজ দেয়ার অল পিপল আর চ্যান্টিং হরে কৃষ্ণ নদী আবাসী All the inhabitants of Nadia, even the Mahamadan Mleshwar Javanas, out of joke, they started chanting Hari Hari. They got Namavas. They follow. So Mahaprabhu had come to deliver one and all, everybody, even moving, non-moving, Sabar, Jangam. Mahaprabhu had come to deliver one and all, Mleshwar Javanas, Patitas, most degraded, most fallen, deliver one and all. Yes, one and all. That is Mahaprabhu's mercy. When he appeared in this world, he delivered all, even moving, non-moving, even the human beings, animals, birds, bees, worms, reptiles, insects, all get. All get, what he said, opportunity, all get opportunity, how to be delivered. Indeed, see? Understand my language? Yes. All get opportunity to hear Gaura-gatha, Gaura-katha, Gaura-kirtana. Understand me? All get opportunities, human beings, the animals, the birds, the bees, the reptiles, the worms, the insects, even the stones, moving and non-moving, all get the opportunity of hearing Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtana, Gaura Kirtana, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He is so merciful. He is so merciful, wonderfully merciful. He advented himself, he incarnated himself, he appeared here in this material world for the good of all living entities, even moving, non-moving, even birds, beasts, and the stones. Stones, yes, prasthara. Pasupakhi jure, pasana vidore, suni jara gunagatha, even while he was moving through Dharikhanda jungle, he met the jungle animals, birds, beasts, snakes, reptiles, the lions, the deer, the tigers. They all chanted Hare Krishna and danced. That is Mahaprabhu's mercy. Do you follow? No? They all got such opportunity. Pasana vidare. Even the hard stone melts. Yes, you can see. The proof is there. You go to Alalnath, you'll see. So big block of stone is there. Whole body print of Mahaprabhu was there. They are melted. Pasana vidare. Pasupakhi jure, pasana vidare. Sunijara gunagatha. Mahaprabhu has come to shower his mercy one and all. Not only human beings, bird, beast, reptiles, even stone. So this is Krishna Kirtana. If you do real Krishna Kirtana, the whole world will be delivered. All auspiciousness, inauspiciousness will be driven out. All auspiciousness will come in, the whole world, but it should be Krishna Kirtana. Real Krishna Kirtana, not Maya Kirtana. Understand me? Not Maya Kirtana. Annyam rasta sunyam, jnana karma jnana brutam, anukulyena Krishna anusharanam, bhakti uttama. The one should join Krishna Kirtana, Gaura Kirtana, it should not have any other desire. Nandhanam nandhanam nasundarim kapitamba, jagadisa kamaye mama janmani janmani sure, bhavatad bhakti rahet mitri. That is Mahaprabhu's teaching. Mahaprabhu has taught you. Don't desire. Don't chase desire of getting material wealth, material followers, dhanam dhanam sundari kavitam, getting a beautiful lady, woman to enjoy, or don't chase the desire of mukti, liberation. Bhukti, mukti, these are two wishes. Material enjoyment and material liberation, two wishes. Get out of the classes of the two wishes. Sunat cherish such desire. Do you understand? If you want to join Gaura Kirtan, Krishna Kirtan, you give up all these desires. Desires for material enjoyment, desire for liberation. But you have such desires and you are chanting, doing Kirtan, that is not Krishna Kirtan, that is Maya Kirtan. Do you follow? Maya Kirtan. If we think this Maya Kirtan as Krishna Kirtan, then we commit errors. Blunder. This naam nahi hoy. Name is not coming out. The word dictionary, available dictionary coming out. Do you follow? In dictionary you find name Krishna meaning black. Krishna means black. The dictionary says. So dictionary word is coming. The word available in dictionary coming out, Krishna. But name is not. Name is not different from Krishna. Do you understand? So, if you think this alphabet or word available in dictionary Krishna, then you will commit error, blunder. Blunder will be cheated. Will be cheated. Vanchana. Vanchita hava. Will be cheated. The real name of Krishna and Krishna's form and Krishna himself, no difference is there. It's non-different. Non-different. So Krishna Kirtan, Gaura, the Mahaprabhu, the Kirtan, Gaura Mukhadgirna Nama, the name that is coming out like volcanic eruption from the lips, mouth of Gaura, it is pure name. This Kirtan is not meant for one's sense gratification. It is not meant for providing, enjoyments for one's sense enjoyment. Understand me? That's not Kirtan. Still, you see, I say, Namava stage, if someone achieves Namava stage, then all his part of the karma is destroyed or disease cured. So, still current in here, in India, in our villages, if there is cholera, do you understand? The village, many of people of the village are cut off with cholera, attacked with cholera. So, what do? The villagers come, and during the whole night, they chant Hare Krishna and move around the village. Then cholera will be driven out. Yes. Understand me? Yes, it is still current. here, still current here, allied, cholera is there in our village. Oh, villagers, please come, we'll send. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Move, whole night move the village, then cholera will be driven out. But Gaura never speaks of this kirtan. It's not Gaura kirtan that will drive out cholera, drive out our ill fate. No. It's pure name, nama. Get Krishna, Krishna, prema. That is Gaura kirtana. Do you understand? It's not that you'll aspire for mukti or aspire for material enjoyment. No. Automatically attend. And that's the proof. When Gaura was chanting, doing kirtan, Sangha Pangastra Parsadam, surrounded with his Anga Upanga, Aditacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Srivas Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, all Gaura Bhaktas surrounded with chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. You'll see the so-called Mayavadis, Prakashananda, Saraswati, headed, Mayavadi, head of them. It's Prakashananda, Saraswati, Kasi, Mayavadi. They got mukti. They became Vaishnavas. Such Gaura Karuna, Gaura Krupa. Even such materialistic persons like King Pratap Rudra was associated with Kamini and Kanchana, woman and God. He developed complete Krishna consciousness. This is the effect of Gaura Kirtan. Even the hard block of stone melted, isn't it? Hard block of stone melted. The birds, bees, reptiles, animals, ferocious animals, they all chanted Hare Krishna and they got liberation. Isn't it? This is the proof there. When he was passing through Jharikhanda jungle, it was there. Even the trees, the creepers, trees and creepers, they become enchanted. Yes. Isn't it? This is Gaura Kirtan, when Mahaprabhu was doing Kirtan. But nowadays, there is no real Krishna Kirtan. No real Krishna. That is the famine, scarcity here. No real Krishna Kirtan. Therefore, we are cut off with the claws of Maya or Kali, Kali. So we are quarreling, quarreling, fighting, quarreling, fighting. Why quarreling? Going on in Mahaprabhu's movement. Why? Mahaprabhu crossed, killed Kali. Why Kali enters? Because you are not really doing Krishna Kirtan. That's the only thing, reason. Understand? Otherwise, no Kali. Kali. What is that? Kali bhaya nasana, Kali juga pavana, Kali bhaya nasana, sachinandana gaure, Kali kukura kodana jodi chaure, that song is there, Kali kukura kodana jodi chaure, Kali juga pavana, Kali bhaya nasana, Sri sachinandana gaure. Kali kukura kodana jodi chaure, Kali juga pavana, Kali bhaya nasana, sachinandana gaure. If you want, to kill, to cross Kali, completely cross. Do you understand? Cross him into dust. The Kali is a dog, Pura. Then you chant, Satinandana Gaura Hari Ki Jai, who is the deliverer of people affected by Kali Yuga, who is very much afraid of Kali Yuga, that Gaura Hari, Satinandana Gaura Hari. You chant his name. You do real Krishna Kirtan, Gaura Kirtan. Pure, pure, pure Krishna Kirtan, Gaura Kirtan. That is, Kali will be completely destroyed. Kali, the dog, will be completely crushed into dust. No fear of Kali quarreling, hypocrisy quarreling. Do you understand? Because we are not doing real Gaura Kirtan, not doing real Krishna Kirtan. Therefore, Kali has entered into the movement. Do you follow me? That is what you see. So, Gaura Sundara has come here to shower his mercy upon one and all, even dogs, horses, even stones, even trees, creepers, what to speak of human beings, birds, beasts, You understand? He has invented himself, he appeared here in material world to shower his mercy upon one and all, including birds, beasts, stones, trees, creepers, Do you follow me? Follow Gauranga Mahaprabhu and chant pure name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Then you'll get everything, you'll get Krishna, everything. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai, Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Yes?
You said that it's very dangerous, the Namabha stage is very
dangerous. Yes, dangerous stage.
All fall downs come from that stage.
That stage.
Previously I think you said that it's not possible to fall from Namaparad because that's already a fallen stage. Is that right?
That is fallen stage.
Already fallen, so you can't fall from
that. Namaparad stage is fallen stage. Namabha stage is intermediary stage, but such result is there in Namabha. Namabha will give you mukti. All your prarabdha karma is destroyed. Everything is there. Do you understand? But that dangerous stage, because if you not be careful, you will commit aparad, you associate your asad, commit aparad, you will fall down. Yes, you will fall down.
In his question was encouraging Namaparad.
He's
encouraging Namaparad. In his question was not proper because he said, if I say Namaparad, it was a question of falling down.
That is a little fallen state.
Yes, but then people, why people go away, you know, when they come and do Namaparad, then after some time they go away. So which means a fallen stage.
I can't follow you.
He says that if someone says Namaparad, it's already fallen. So
yes.
How can he fall?
Committing Namaparad.
Yeah.
This is not naming at all.
No.
Offensive chanting.
Yes.
It's committing Namaparad. What is the result? What is the result of that? What will get?
He gives us chanting. Namaparad.
So, you'll fall down, you'll go to hell.
Yeah.
You'll go to hell. Dharma, artha, kama, mokhya. Do you understand? If you attain Namaha stage, all four are there. Dharma, artha, kama, mokhya. You get mokhya, liberation. So-called dharma, religiosity, artha, economic development, kama, all your material desires will be fulfilled. Everything will be there. You understand? Even Namaparad stays, no mokhya is there, but three are there. Dharma, artha, kama is there.
It's very dangerous even when we're chanting and we have some desire.
That is, name will fulfill. Name will fulfill your material desire.
Yes.
My
computer,
Do you understand? That will fulfill. Dharma artha kama. Kama means material desire.
Yes.
You are chanting, but your chanting is offensive. Still, your material desire will fulfill.
Yes.
Your material desire fulfill means what? Like Bharata Maharaj fell down from such elevated stage. So you are fulfilling all your material desires.
Yes.
Then too much addicted to material enjoyment, then you glide down, down, down to hell.
Yes.
But you achieve Namaha stage, then mokhya is there. You get liberation. But that stage, you should be very, very careful. Always associated with sadhu.
There's also sahaja mukti can be there.
Mukti is already there for you. Then always associated with sadhu. Remain in the associated sadhu. And chant your name in the associated sadhu. Cause, go, elevate yourself from that stage to the pure name stage. Offenseless chanting. Then, you are now free from fear, otherwise fear is there. At that stage you commit aparad, namaparad, do you understand? Vaishnava aparad or any aparad you commit, then you'll fall down.
It sinks to a lower stage, but not completely. If it is not like the medal offense, you know, offense, then it says that it's one stage come lower. From bhava stage, if somebody reaches bhava stage, prema, and still offends some, does some offense, he comes one stage lower. Is it?
This Bharat Maharaj attained the bhava stage. Bhava stage, some anarthas are there. Do you understand? Some anarthas, just very minute portion, very minute. You understand?
Not fully,
Not fully that day. Lava puja pratishtha will come. people that get sadhu, yes, big garlands will come to you, so much offering will come to you, offering, puja, dandavat, pranam, so much money will, pranami will come to you. Yes, that is anartha. And if you are addicted to it, finished.
One day earlier recently was speaking, you're saying that you may be chanting sometimes Nam Aparad, but then sometimes you chant Nam Abbas, and sometimes you may chant Shudanam. Is that possible that one may chant Shudanam and then sometimes Nam Aparad?
No. Asadhu Sange Shudhanam nahi hai. Kabhi Nama Bhasa hai, nachat Nam Aparad. If you are not associating with sadhus, but associating with asadhus, you cannot chant Sudhanam. Sometimes you may come to the stage of Namabhas, otherwise always Namaparas. Mm-hmm. If you are in pure association with a pure sadhu, then you will be able to chant pure name. Understand?
What's pure name chant?
So Shudanam means no Namaparad.
No Namaparad. No Namabhas, no Namaparad. That's Shudhanam.
Why Mahaprabhu said that once you chant the holy name, once you get the result, once.
Yes. That is Vaishnava. He is Vaishnava. Jar mukhe suni ekobar Krishna nama. Sei se Vaishnava. Once you have heard that you have chanted Shudhanam once, Krishna.
No more
Namabhas. No, once you have chanted, he is Vaishnava. All the chanting is Vaishnava Tara, his comparative degree. Jahate dekhite mukhe aise Krishna, Vaishnava Tama. Just sing for the Vaishnava, automatically my tongue chants Hare Krishna. He is the topmost Vaishnava. Vaishnava, Vaishnava Tara, Vaishnava Tama. Understand me? That Mahaprabhu says. Once he chants Shudhana, once, he is Vaishnava. Yes, that may. By the association of sadhu, once he has chanted. Then he gets out from association, then commits Namapra. But once he has chanted, he is Vaishnava.
Good, right?
But one who always chants, how is he?
He's Vaishnava Thakur.
He's Vaishnava Tara.
Uttamadhikari.
Yes, Vaishnava Tara. Then Bhagavatam, by seeing him, automatically my tongue chants Hare Krishna. He is topmost Vaishnava. Jahaku dekhile, huh? What says?
If someone hears pure name from the sadhu, so then maybe he can chant immediately.
In the association, he will chant. Yes.
How come it is so difficult to stop making aparad? Why is it so difficult to stop making aparad? Even though we have the desire to stop, why is it so difficult?
Because you have some mental desire in you, in your mind. Some mental desires are there. So you commit aparad. Your mind oscillates. You are chanting Hare Krishna, mind is not in Krishna. Then that is nama aparad. Ninth nama aparad, anavadhana. Yes.
Bhaktivinoda
Thakur has said, you may not be committing any other Namaparad out of 10, but you are committing this aparad, that your mind oscillates. You are not chanting Hare Krishna, but you are not thinking of Krishna. Then mind is oscillating. That is anabadhan, that is ninth Namaparad. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, you are not committing other aparad, but you are committing this aparad. Therefore you cannot get prema. Therefore you cannot get prema. Understand? That too. I say when I speak about Namaparad, but it is not there in Bhakti Rasa Samrita Sindha. No, but in Harnam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that thing. Yes. Why we cannot get Krishna prema? Because of this aparad. We are not committing any other aparadas, but we are committing this aparad. Therefore we cannot get Krishna prema. Otherwise name will give you Krishna prema. Why not getting? Because we are committing this aparad. Our mind is oscillating. You are chanting, but your mind is oscillating, not in Krishna. Mind is thinking something else. But your mouth chanting, but mind thinks something else. You have this nama aparad. You commit.
Grandma, just when it's very attentive in another bath stage, then very quickly you go to pure name.
Yes, yes.
It's like the sun coming up. Mm. Dusk time.
Yes.
Dawn.
Dawn and the sun. Yes.
Is there any indication that one's chanting Nama Bas, like the case of that?
I say, indication test is that you'll immediately see this Samsara form.
Nama Bas.
Nama Bas.
No, pure name.
Is there any indication that you're chanting Nama Bas, like the peon?
Indication is, Nama Bas test, I say, no disease is cured, no evil stars, planets are there. Do you understand? It's all gone. Your horoscope says you would have died, but you are surviving. This is Nama Bas.
Is that
the
constant, or just the one time you said you...
Uh-huh.
You see.
What?
Samasunda after you...
If you are chanting constantly, then constantly you see.
Constantly.
You see? Constantly you see. That's a test. Chant Hare Krishna, see Samasunda. Then you can... Yes, your name is coming out. Then I can see the beautiful form.
Good day.
Yes.
If somebody is chanting Nama Bas, could Krishna still give him some disease, etc., just to purify him?
That is Krishna's mercy.
So somebody may be chanting Nama Bas, but Krishna may still give some reaction. But yes.
That is some disease comes.
Mm.
The sadhu also have some disease. That is mercy. Krishna's mercy. Tatyan kampangsu samikhyamana munjane vatma kruta vivakam idhahan namaste jajiveto sa mukti padedaya vat. That verse is there. That is anukampa. That is the mercy of Krishna. Yes. That is the mercy of Krishna. Do you understand? You see? This Haridas Thakur, you are chanting pure name. Huh? Every moment. 3 lakhs of name he chants. Huh? He never sleeps, he never eats. What type of body he has? Siddha Deha. Isn't it? He has Siddha Deha, not material body. No demand of eating, sleeping, defending, mating. Huh? Completely spiritual body, Siddha Deha. Huh? 3 lakhs of name, all pure name chanting. Huh? Always sing, always with Krishna. But he was so much persecuted. Huh? Pasand is dragged him 22 bazaars. Pink, pink, blood, flesh came out, bone came out. Why such persecution came?
Huh?
And how he accepted this? Krishna is so merciful to me. I am a very sinful person. Krishna is mercifully giving me light punishment. He is so merciful that I deserve very severe, heavy punishment. But he is giving me light punishment. My head would have been cut off, my finger is cutting off. He accepted that way. Vaishnava accepts that way. This is mercy. Anukampa. Tatyanukampa. He accepts, tolerates everything. If you do Hare Krishna, you can get the power of tolerance. Sarori vasaisnuna. Yes, tolerate. Never. He was never disturbed. No pain was there. He was not getting any pain at all. Anybody would have died, but he didn't die. Huh? Isn't it? What body he has? They are chanting blissfully Hare Krishna in that state. The passengers are whipping, dragging. Just chanting. Huh? Never getting any pain. Rather, Mahaprabhu sword. When the passengers are whipping, that whip is on my back. Mahaprabhu's sword is coming to Mahaprabhu's back. Understand?
Mahaprabhu absorbed all the
pain. Yes. So, that's Mahaprabhu's mercy. That's Krishna's mercy. Otherwise, he has no prarabdha karma. Out of prarabdha karma, no disease is there. But if disease comes, that's mercy. That's mercy. Thereby, he becomes more strong, more fixed. Do you understand? More fixed. More. That is mercy. Now he is fit to come back to world and get approach the lotus feet of Krishna. Mukti padedaya bhava. Understand? Yes.
No prarabdha karma.
No prarabdha karma.
How about aparabdha karma? There's prarabdha and aparabdha.
Everything gone, finished. Everything finished.
Should we have a desire to bring suitably qualified persons to the spiritual master, find some nice souls who are willing to chant 16 rounds and follow principles and bring us to the spiritual master? Is that a correct desire?
Who is desirous? Who wants?
Yes. Huh? Some sincere persons who want knowledge.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
Do they
this morning you were giving class on Nam Tattva, and you were talking about Namabhas. So if somebody hasn't taken shelter of Sadhguru, can he chant Namabhas, or is his chanting just mainly Namaparad?
No, in the beginning Namaparad, first is Namaparad, then conscious of aparadhas, then becomes conscious of aparad, Guru instructs about aparadhas, he becomes, and Guru instructs, chant offenselessly.
Huh?
Yeah. So he becomes conscious of the aparad, and he tries to eradicate one after another the aparadhas, and not to commit any more aparadhas, newer aparadhas. So that is Namaha state, intermediary state. Then, completely offenseless chanting your name, that is the perfect state.
So, somebody comes to a temple, they go to, back to program, they start to chant 16 rounds called the Four Rectal Principles, but still they haven't taken initiation yet.
That's
Namaparad. Until they take shelter of Guru, they cannot have the power to come out of Namaparad. They may have some little glimmer of Namabhas, but mostly Namaparad.
Sometimes, not always, sometimes Namabhas, otherwise Namabhas,
Namaparad. So the Guru gives that power to chant the Namabhas.
Then pure Nam.
And then pure Nam.
They don't know, but it doesn't depend upon their knowing or not knowing. They commit automatically.
Is that when you say consciously or unconsciously?
Yes. It doesn't depend upon their knowing or not knowing. If they commit abhara, then they fall down, they glide down.
Oh, so this time, even though they don't know the offenses, still they have to get the reaction of Namaparad. So their chanting is not really Namabhas, like Ajamil.
No.
Not like that. He was free from Namaparad.
He was free from Namaparad, and also he got the opportunity of associating with sadhus.
Yeah.
He had the discussions among Vishnu Dutas and Jamadutas. Thereby he got opportunity of sadhu sangha. Then he became repentant, very much repentant. Repentant. Seriously, he thought of, no more, I'll no more commit any sinful activity. And then he went to Gangadhar, Haradwar, and remained in the association of sadhus, and got in Sravana Kirtan, Sadhan Bhajan. He did it. You see? He's serious. He became serious. He became repentant. So he went to Vaikuntha.
So he first had to go to Hardwar before he could purify and get Shudanam, then Vaikuntha.
Sanam, if prema, you go to Goloka Vrindavan. You understand? But Namabhas will give you mukti.
Mukti.
Mukti. Salokya mukti. He got Salokya mukti.
Just by Namabhas?
Yes. He got Salokya mukti. Go to the same planet, Vaikuntha planet. Salokya, Sarupya, Samipya, Sarasti, four types of, other than Sajujya, four types of mukti. But pure Vaishnava doesn't want any type of mukti. Sajujya is a hellish, naraka, kaivalyam naraka ayate. But other type, four types, Siddha Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, they don't want. They want only the lotus feet of Krishna. Wherever they may be. Even they say, I don't want that Krishna, you destroy my karmic reaction, I don't want it. What I deserve, according to my karma phala, what I deserve, the birth I deserve, let me have it. But I have only one prayer. That birth also, I'll serve you. I'll chant your holy name. I'll do your bhajan. I'll serve you. That birth, kita janma dao. if I deserve to burn as an insect, a worm, according to my karma phala, let me have it. But I should be burned as a worm in the house of a devotee, Vaishnava. You understand? Then I'll get the opportunity of hearing your glories, associating with the sadhus, being a Vaishnava and Sravana Kirtan. I must be getting that opportunity, thereby I'll be serving in that birth also. This is Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava's desire. Understand? Desire of pure Vaishnava.
But the sadhaka who is not Sudha Vaishnava, he can also meditate like that?
Who? He'll meditate on that. He should cherish that desire. I don't want anything. No desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation. Only life after life to serve your lotus feet. Bhavata bhakti rahetu gitai. That is niskamata. That is desirelessness. Niskamata.
Guru, how do we chant without wanting to enjoy the kirtan? How do we chant without wanting to enjoy the kirtan? Sometimes we chant in the kirtan and I want to enjoy.
Then you want to give up that desire. Why you cherish that desire?
You hear,
Sadhu Guru says, give up all desire of material enjoyment and liberation. Only there is one desire, how to serve the lotus feet of Krishna, life after life, and give him all pleasure. That is you, person, individual, and you desire. So you give up that desire.
So we should chant in the mood.
That is the mood. Think yourself much more than a bed of grass lying on the street. Be a swallow and a tree. Give respect to one and all. Don't demand respect for you. Yourself. In that mood you chant. Humble bent of mind. Chant Hare Krishna. That is the perfect mood. Then your chanting will be perfect, chanting will be pure. Understand? That is the mood. In that mood you should chant.
What happens is if one, chants the pure name once, is he also able to fall back down?
He chants once.
Is he able to then fall back down?
Yes, he is a Vaishnava. Once he has chanted your name.
Which one?
Once chanted. Dhar mukhe suni ekavar kusnam sa isa Vaishnava mahaprabhu said. I've heard once he has chanted Krishna nam, pure nam. He is Vaishnava. Once he has chanted, once he has tested, he must desire for that. Yes, again, I must have it. Yes. Once you have chanted nectar, how can you give it up? And how can I aspire for stew? Isn't it? Once tested nectar, once chanted pure name, then you can test that what nectar is there. Nama ananda nama amruta. Then you have lost it. Then you must cry. No, I want that. Why? Again, how I can?
Param drushva nivartate.
Param drushva nivartate. Param drushva nivartate. Yes, the hard test, then gives us the low test. You'll never aspire for it.
So he's not able to fall back down once he's
done. That happened to in the life of Narada Muni. Narada Muni, he got that mercy. He had one mother. Mother died, nobody's there. So he cried, but he had gotten that once problem. So that test in Dakshas and Sadhus. So he once chanted pure name and got the darshan. And heard voice. Then he cried, I lose it, it's lost to me. Where are you, oh Lord, where are you? Then Ariel was not in this life, next life. Isn't it? Then he becomes so serious, how can I get? Well, very soon that life ended, the next life is the elevated life, Narada Muni.
How can we recognize
it? He's asking Gurudev.
How can we recognize if my name is chanted pure name?
then pure moon, then you feel ecstasy. Tears will come down. Voice falters. Hairs erect. You understand? That ecstasy will feel. Yes, crying. That is ecstasy you feel. Really? Then you feel? Then you see, understand the experiment? Yes.
So, even though he chanted the pure name, but he had to take birth again, didn't he?
Narada Muni
he's speaking about. I speak about Narada Muni.
Because
he got that, not in this life, next life. Then
so how come he didn't go back in that life?
Huh?
So how come he had to take birth again? He
Arre Baba, next life. Order was next life, not in this life. So
it wasn't possible for him to go back in this life. He couldn't go back in that life.
In this very life you can go back.
But he had to take birth again.
Arre Baba, all are Narada Munis? Why are you thinking that all are Narada Muni and this is the process? This is the process.
So how come he had to wait through this? So how come he had to wait till his next life?
What
he
said? You say why he had to wait.
Because that Krishna says, not in this life, next life. So, that means to make his desire strong. Yes, let him be very strong. Let him develop strong desire. Yes, I must have it. So next life, not this life.
Narada Muni is such an exalted soul. He's such an exalted soul.
Yes, how? How he became exalted? Because of the action of sadhu, by getting the mercy of sadhu in previous life. Previous life, then the next life he became exalted. Not from the previous life. Previous life he had earned sukruti. Yes, good. Bhakti Mukhi Sukruti.
He's asking a question actually. Yes. If someone chants once pure name, is it possible to fall down?
Yes.
That is his question.
Yes.
If someone chants once pure name.
Yes, once chants, but further not chants. And commits aparadh, does a satsanga, then fall down.
Even though he chanted pure name?
Once. But no more. He does asat sangha, asadhu sangha, then like Bharata Maharaj. Bharata Maharaj was elevated, you understand?
Yeah.
He had achieved elevated state. But what happened to him? What happened to him?
Yes, he was here.
So?
Come on,
then, three lives.
So in
Bhava
one can fall down?
Yes.
One can fall.
Well, there is no guru to guide you. Yes. Because in Bhava state some anarchas are there. And there is sattva.
You said Bhava Pratishtha this morning.
Yes. That will come to you. And you are attached to it. Yes.
So, from in connection this morning, who is the spiritual master of the Bilva Mangal Thakur?
Because you Somangiri. Somangiri.
She said this morning that Bilva Mangal Thakur was performing silent bhakti when he was visiting Shishamani Vishwa.
Sadhaka, so his guru is Somangiri.
He was following the Ragatmika section of
Yes.
But still he was going to see a prostitute, he still had a taste for going to go to a prostitute.
Still, but he guru served him to prostitute, giving me a kick.
Even though he was on Ragatmika platform, he still had
Yes, guru served him. Giving me a kick through prostitute. So,
was it that once he got the kick?
He didn't fall down. He didn't fall down. Again, his eye fell on the beautiful maiden. So, Guru served him. Guru saved him. He didn't fall down. He plucked out his eyes.
So what was
then Krishna appeared. That's the test. He passed the test.
When he got the kick from that prostitute, then he took to Raghunuga. Then he took to Raghunuga. Then when his eyes fell on that girl, then the test was that he pulled out his eye.
He passed the test and Guru was protecting him, Guru was helping him.
So Raghunuga started after Chintamani gave him the kick.
It was there in him, but it was there. It is not there. All on a sudden appeared. No, it was there in him. The Guru was helping him.
From his last life, or was there a Gurudev?
Yes.
You talked about the thorn in the heart instead of the foot.
Is that what you mean? What's there is the thorn in the heart?
Huh?
you talked about the thorn.
Why is he asking for a hair pin? Yeah. May have some thorn might have picked into his soul, feet. But thorn is not there, thorn in the heart.
Was one thorn left was there? There was only that one thorn.
Yes, it is. By chance. By chance, I'm pricking, by chance.